let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Strong characters, deep backstory, carefully plotted drama, unexpected romance, twists and turns along the way, all in the highly acclaimed mystery novel Betrayed from Eve DeLange. Two FBI agents, total opposites, one bitterly divorced, the other happily married, find themselves in a high-profile case involving some of the city's most prominent citizens. The consequences impact the entire city, making all the residents a little paranoid about whom they can trust. Betrayed is Eve's first fiction book. She's been interested in writing for a number of years, but up until now it's been for her own amusement. A talented writer sharing her entertaining storytelling with all of us, Eve DeLange, our guest on today's program, the author of Betrayed. Eve, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Rick. I'm so happy that you invited me to be here.
Well, I'm delighted that you accepted, so I have this opportunity to talk about Betrayed, and so glad that you're now sharing your writing with other people. And I love the premise for Betrayed, and we'll talk a little bit about it without giving too much away, and we'll give you information where the book's available, which is basically wherever books are sold, Amazon and all the usual places. Let's talk about the story idea. Where did the story come from?
Well, actually, the story has a basis that's true. I know people in the medical field, and they talk about it a lot in their free time, and it just happened that I was friends with one or two of them, and Nora Roberts has always been my ideal.
Yes.
And so I got to thinking, this is something I could write about these two FBI agents as a series.
Well, and this is the first, and there are several more, and we'll talk about that as we go on in talking with Eve DeLange, our guest on the program. The book is Betrayed. Once you have this idea and you decide, I like the plot line, I think I'm going to do a book on this. Talk about how this evolved, developing the characters, the plot. It's somewhat intricate from a writing standpoint, I would think, in trying to keep everything straight so you know what character is doing what. You've got trial scenes, that type of thing. Once you began the process, what was that like? Let's start with developing the characters. Two FBI agents, as I mentioned, total opposites. Really like both characters that you have in the book. How did you develop the two main characters?
Well, it seems to me like for an FBI agent, it would be good if there's always a good guy and a bad guy. So I decided that Agent Righetti was going to be the bad guy because he's tall, dark, and handsome, Italian, and it just fit the picture, you know? And then his partner, Smitty, is a family man, but they work well together. They've been together for a number of years, and together they both have the assets that it takes to solve a case.
Yeah, they make a very interesting and successful team. It's portrayed in the book Betrayed by Eve DeLange, our guest on the program today. They start piecing clues together. Talk about that aspect of writing, because you have to have the clues and they have to lead somewhere with the two FBI agents. Talk about plotting that out. I would think this was not something you sat down and did in an evening. You really have some plot twists and turns as well along the way.
Well, it was kind of funny in a way because they actually solved two cases at once in this book. And, of course, this one took priority because it had some high-profile names in it. And the reason that I chose the name Betrayed was that two people are actually betrayed. Well, first, the public is betrayed because of the doctor that's behind this Medicare scam. And then the second person that's betrayed is the FBI agents themselves, because one of their own heard about this probably a year or two before that and just never did anything.
Well, you introduce early on the fact that there are some really high-profile people involved in this. You mentioned the doctor, you mentioned that, well, in fact, you can imagine what the two FBI agents go through when they suddenly realize possibly they have someone within their own ranks who's involved in
this.
Yes,
and it was actually a friend of theirs. I mean, both of them knew the doctors, you know, at the local hospital, and, well, in fact, with Agent Smitty, the doctor, who was not directly involved, but he was part of it, he had actually delivered his children.
So this is, See, I told you this was an intriguing story. And trust me, once you start reading, you're not going to want to put the book down. You want to see a little bit more, find out what's going to happen. And then you decide a little bit more. Consequently, you'll lose some sleep as you read through the book Betrayed by our guest on the program, Eve DeLang. Talk about the crime that's involved here, the exploitation of the government's Medicare program without giving too much away. Talk about that, because this really is victimizing all of us.
It is, and it's going on in America today, and so many people don't realize it. Of course, this man had it well plotted out. He had a person on the inside of the medical case that reviews things. If you get a complaint filed against you, it goes to the board in Phoenix. And, of course, he had someone in his pocket right there. And it all depends on how many people you have in your pocket for how successful you are, because you're always getting protection from them. So that's how the book evolved, and it took an awfully lot of legwork. It took an awfully lot of checking up on people's backgrounds. Of course, the dead giveaway was when you got to checking their bank accounts, because the people that were being paid off, they couldn't explain where the money came from.
You see all of this unfold in the book Betrayed, and you get more irritated when you find out the scope of what's happening, especially when you see people being victimized at a very vulnerable time in their lives when they're dealing with a possibly terminal illness. It's in the book Betrayed. I mentioned the backstories, and it's intriguing because you really tell us a lot about each character, not more than we need to know, but enough so we really understand who these people are. Talk about, from a writing process, spending the time, and what do you keep tracks of, sort of an outline of each person and keep track of their backstory that way?
Actually, I don't. Every time I think of a new person, I write down the name in my notes and I put what his character is. But other than that, luckily I have a fantastic memory and a good imagination. Believe me, it was hard coming up with attorney names for all of those different people that were being arrested. Oh, and I had to make sure I didn't repeat anybody or anything, and I thought, oh no, what am I going to call this one?
Well, you get so many different levels you're dealing with. You've got the law enforcement and tracing this crime. You've got the medical part of it and the fraud situation. Then you've got the courtroom. And talk about that and putting that part of it together, because it's very realistic. You've got the interrogation language down. It's almost like you were a court stenographer at one point in your life, that you were able to capture the whole essence of what goes on in a courtroom.
Well, you know, I listened to a lot of the shows on TV and watched them and noticed how it was worded. And like I said, I do have a good memory, so I'm able to be a copycat when it comes to something like that. And it just fit in very well. And another reason that I think it's down to earth is I like to introduce a little bit of fun and games into my story.
Yes.
I know it's a serious story, but I like to have people teasing each other a little bit to relieve the tension. Otherwise, it would just be overcoming. And that's why I introduced the romance into the book also.
Well, it's very believable. You can see this actually playing out like that during the course of an investigation, especially something like this, that basically they're dealing with life or death consequences. The book Betrayed by Eve DeLang, that spelling is D-E-L-A-N-G-E. If you're going to Google it, the book's available at Amazon, the usual places where books are sold. And you can link on directly to Amazon's page with the information on the book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about the dialogue aspect of that. I'm always fascinated by how you go about establishing dialogue for all the different characters. In your case, you've got a number that you introduced during the book. Each one has their own distinct personality. What's that like, writing dialogue where you're moving the story along, but you don't want to give us too many words. You want it all to be pretty succinct so the story moves along quickly. What's that like in writing the dialogue for all these characters?
I guess I'm one of those lucky writers. I never have writer's block. And when I'm writing a book, I have a deadline for myself. I say I'm going to write at least 5 pages a day. And some days I write more. Some days I write 13 pages. But I make it a rule. You've got to write 5 pages. Because then at the end of 2 or 3 months, I have a decent book.
Now, once you finish the book, do you go back over it? Is there like a couple of drafts you go through?
Many times. I used to be an editor for a large company that manufactured serious equipment, you know.
Yes.
And so it was not this type of writing at all, but I was a professional proofreader. I was in charge of all of the typists, and I did a lot of the typing myself, too. I was a statistical typist. And so it just, I'm lucky that way. It comes easy to me. You know, it just, the flow of words never stops. It's like me talking. I never stop.
Well, I tell you what, from a reading standpoint, it does flow. You don't, sometimes you read a book and it's like, well, wait a minute. I don't understand where the story is going. It doesn't make any sense. Or grammatically, that doesn't quite make sense. That type of thing. There is that flow to the book. The book is Betrayed by Eve DeLange. You'll like the FBI agents Rigetti and Smitty, and if you're sad when the book is over with, don't be, because they're going to be back for, what, 2 more books, I believe, you're writing, and one is ready to go.
The other one is in publishing right now, and it is called Teen Sex Slaves. And it picks right up where this book left off, and you will find out more about Agent Rigetti's romance and where it goes. And it has a wonderful group of twists in this one, things that you wouldn't expected. It involves women from all over the world. And luckily, I have some of those stories based on my own experience of where I've traveled. So I was able to use that. And it has a happy ending, definitely. So I like books with happy endings.
Yeah, and it's always fulfilling when the book ends and you've been told a great story and everybody's happy at the end. And that, of course, is the case with Eve's book, Betrayed. This is her first fiction book, working on sequels with the FBI agents. Did you go into writing Betrayed thinking this was going to be the first of several books for these two characters, or did that evolve as you were writing the story?
I definitely had it planned as a series because I knew the doctor's side of this story. And so instead of writing it from the doctor's point of view, I decided I would write it from the FBI's point of view. And therefore, I could have many, many books to write about, because there's always a new case on their desk.
Well, that is the nice thing. There's always something out there, probably a stack of cases on their desk as they're working on this one. As soon as they come to a resolution there, they'll go back and work on the others. Talk a little
yes,
bit.
I'm already thinking in my mind about the third book.
Well, and we'll be looking forward to that, because Rigetti and Smitty, they work well together, and it'll be fun to watch their evolution. As you're writing a book, with that in mind, that these characters will be back for another book, possibly several more books, does that alter your writing, like in Betrayed with Rigetti and Smitty? We want to give them a backstory, maybe not too much, because we want a little bit of that character that will sort of evolve over the next several books.
Well, as you know, Agent Smitty is very detail-oriented, and he notices and remembers things about everyone he meets. And so in Teen Sex Slaves, he is able to get close to the girls and find out information that maybe Agent Rigetti wouldn't be able to. And so little by little, they get the whole thing solved, although it's really a difficult thing to go through, because they just don't have any clues as to what's happening.
That is the newest one by our guest, Eve DeLange. We're talking about Betrayed primarily on the program today. What's this been like? This, I mentioned, was the first fiction that you've written. You've been enamored by writing before, did it to entertain yourself. Now you're entertaining us. What's this been like for you?
I find it very relaxing and fulfilling. So I love the idea that I can write a book. And generally, I would say that one book takes me about 3 months to write.
It's interesting. And then you've got ideas that you're working on. Do you keep a notebook with ideas? Or again, that just sort of stored in your memory, and when it's time, I'll go back and bring those out and work on them?
Mostly, I just list the characters, and they're all in my mind. But like right now on the third book, it's purely in my mind. It's a popular place here in Arizona, and I think that I'm going to keep it a fiction book about a case that they have that is local.
Interesting, and really looking forward to that. Betrayed by Eve DeLange is available now, and you can get that information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Link on directly with Amazon and get that information. You mentioned you don't really suffer from writer's block, and so many people who do, they just sort of leave the writing for a couple of days till something comes to them. I'm thinking the opposite of that is what you don't have that. Is it difficult sometimes to stop? You've got all these ideas coming, and it's like, well, okay, I need to walk away from the keyboard now.
Yes, it is a little bit difficult to stop myself, and I find myself eager to get back to writing.
Yes,
and of course,
yes.
The lucky thing for me is that I'm retired, and I have many instances in the past that helps me with my research, and so I don't have to spend a lot of time on research because a lot of these places and things have happened to me, and so I use that as my basic for my background.
You know, it's interesting, and I can imagine you're the kind of person, when you're out publicly, you're looking at people, maybe picking up little personality traits, that type of thing. Everybody's sort of auditioning for you to be a character in one of your books. I get the impression you watch them sort of more so than most people, sort of seeing what you can pick up that might be something good that you can incorporate into a character.
Well, that's true, because actually the main character in this book, Betrayed, outside of the FBI agents, is a friend of mine that I've known for several years.
That's fascinating where all of the ideas come from, and excellent news that there will be more in the series. The book is called Betrayed by Eve DeLange. That's DeLange. You can find the book, of course, at Amazon. I'll look for other books by Eve there as well. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Eve's website. Eve, it sounds like you've got more books that'll be coming. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about them in the future. Excellent job on Betrayed. Looking forward more to Rigetti and Smitty together solving crimes. I love the plot line for this book because it really sort of ripped from the headlines. Here's something that it gets you thinking as you're reading what's going on in the book. Nice job with this. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you very much, Rick, and I'm looking forward to those next books that are coming.
Looking forward to those, and hopefully we'll have the chance to talk about those. Excellent job with Betrayed, receiving rave reviews. Eve DeLange is the author, DeLange. Available at Amazon, link on directly if you want by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.